Tonight on Minds Over Matter, host Dana Rodriguez will be joined by Kira Pace, technical editor, and if the fates allow, technical researcher Eric Borello.
If you ain't wrong, you're right. If it ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that.
And here's your host, moderator, bon vivant, Dana Rodriguez.
Don't oversell it. Anyway, welcome to Minds Over Matter. We hope you are having a lovely day out there. And those of you who ran in the beta breakers, if you're not too tired, give us an hour of your time tonight because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, we are welcoming your participation. That's very, very important. We'll be giving you questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, and just about everything else. Again, takes about an hour. It's a relaxing thing. Settle back. Give us a call if you're so inclined. Then those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that is area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free. Yes, we have a toll-free number. 866-798-8255. That is 866-798-8255. Just to remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter, MINDSOVERMATTER, mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. And we do read all the emails that come in. We don't read them during the show generally, but they all get read. So feel free, if you have a question or comment, go ahead and send that to mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. If you'd like to hear the show online, you can certainly do that anywhere in the world simply by going to kalw.org. That is kalw.org. And I heard a little bit in Stockholm, Sweden, so there. And I hope I wasn't the only one in Stockholm, but maybe I was. Anyway, if you would like to hear the podcast of this show, it should be available reasonably soon after our show tonight at kalw.org. All right. All that being said, it looks like it could be just Kira and myself tonight, at least for a little while. And we may be joined by another person shortly, but we'll see. So we'll start with a very short round of introductions. And here's Kira. This is the first time in several years that Kira Pace didn't go to Sunday brunch during Beta Breakers. As a result, 2017 is bound to be the year with her fewest Steve Zissou sightings. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Steve Zissou, the Bill Murray character from The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou.
Okay, I'm sorry.
With the little Jacques Cousteau outfit and the knitted cap. Every year I run into Steve Zissou's, just pods of them.
Okay. Well, why didn't you go to Sunday brunch today?
Oh, I was busy doing housework stuff.
Okay.
With very boring reason. I'm sorry. But to my left, we have our memo-writing nutjob moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
Yes. All right. Available to meet the new director of the FBI.
I'm pretty sure that was in the job description, right?
Could be.
I'm
not sure.
I thought I saw it on Craigslist. I remembered.
Their first director was a nutjob, so... Anyway, so we'll start with you, Kira.
All right. Well, I've got to celebrate your recent vacation. I've got some questions that are Scandinavian based or based on the subject of Scandinavia. Mm-hmm. So let's do this one. The Ethnologue classifies six languages as Scandinavian. One of them is of Dalian, a language in Sweden spoken by fewer than 2,500 people. What are the other five?
Well, you do the easy ones, the Danish, mm-hmm. Finnish,
yep.
Swedish.
Oh, no, not Finnish.
Oh, that's right. You're right.
That's Finno-Ugric.
You're right. Danish, mm-hmm. Swedish, mm-hmm. And Norwegian, Lap.
Nope. The Lap is one of the Inuit languages.
Okay. Frisian?
No.
The rest are not national languages.
They are both national languages.
They are both national languages. Okay. They are spoken primarily in what countries?
I can't tell you because that's the name of the language.
Oh, okay. Oh, Icelandic?
Yep.
Is Greenland considered...
Greenlandic is a language, and it is a constituent country in the Kingdom of Denmark. However, they are one of the Inuit languages.
Okay. So I am missing how many?
One.
Mm-hmm. And it is the same name as a country?
Mm-hmm.
But it is not It is not Estonian. It is not Finnish.
Nope.
And I already said Danish and Swedish and Norwegian. And I said Icelandic. And so what am I missing? Something very obvious, I'm sure.
It's not that obvious, I don't think.
All right. Maybe it will come to me.
All right.
All right. Leave it out.
And then what drama, based on a story by Isaac Dinesen, was the first Danish winner of the Academy Award for Best Foreign Language Film?
The first. Can you give me a time frame on this at all?
I should have looked it up. I saw it in the late 90s. I'd say it's 90s film. Possibly late 80s, but late 80s, early 90s.
But it's a film that was in the language, her language.
Yes.
Okay.
It was in
Danish. No, it's not The Emigrants. All right. I have to think about that, too. All right.
All right. Do you want one more question? It'll be from my vacation.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. In a 1968 film, Max Bialystok and Leo Bloom staged a musical whose subtitle was, quote, "A Gay Romp with Adolf and Eva at Berchtesgaden." What was its title?
The stage show or the name of the movie?
The show that they put on.
Springtime for Hitler.
Springtime for Hitler. There you go.
All right.
Bell.
Nope.
Oh, you're like five bells behind.
Well, I don't think I got any of all of the some of the questions.
You got four out of five languages.
All right.
So.
Okay, there you go. All right, let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. No? Anybody? Try again. Next call? All right, there you go.
From Hayward?
All right, you're on. Go ahead.
I got a couple of questions.
Yes.
It's more related to the same television series. Morton Stevens, who composed the theme for Hawaii Vo-Vo, he was the band leader for what famous entertainer?
Once more.
Morton Stevens, who composed the theme for Hawaii Vo-Vo, he was the band leader for what famous entertainer?
Band leader for what famous entertainer? A man.
Yeah.
Sort of a mainstream pop singer kind of person?
Yeah.
Is it like a Sinatra type of person?
Yeah, you're on the right track.
Was it a Rat Packer?
No, yeah, it was a Rat Packer. You're getting close.
Oh, well, then Dean Martin?
No.
Sammy Davis Jr.?
Yes, give yourself a bell.
All right, I couldn't have done it without you, Gary.
He was the band leader for the Rat Pack tour before he passed away.
All right. Okay.
This is my second question related to Hawaii Five-O.
Yes.
What rock instrumental group performed the theme of Hawaii Five-O that made the top 10?
The Ventures?
Right. Give yourself another bell.
All right. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Let me do a couple questions here. Who was the first living person to be on a postage stamp?
The first living person?
To be on any postage stamp.
Oh, in the world ever?
In the world ever. It's a famous person, or else I wouldn't ask.
Is it a royal?
It's just a famous person.
Famous
or else
person.
I wouldn't ask.
Oh, okay. No clues for me. All right.
No.
Well, I mean, it must not be anybody on a U.S. postage stamp, because I think they've had that must be dead 20 years rule since the beginning. So I'll go with Queen Elizabeth I.
No. All right. So who was the first living person to be on any postage stamp ever made? Okay. Second question. After the U.S., we were the first country to gain our independence in the Americas. What were the next three countries to gain independence in the Americas?
Oh. I think Mexico was around.
Nope.
No, not Mexico?
Nope.
Well, it wasn't Canada, because that was like the 1850s or something like that. Unless it was that late.
No.
Yeah, okay.
It wasn't that late.
About Argentina?
Argentina is number three.
Okay.
Very good.
So maybe how about Brazil from Portugal?
Nope.
And what else can I guess? Maybe Peru?
No.
Okay, I'm out.
All right, so after the U.S., what were the first three countries to gain independence in the Americas? Kira got number three, which was Argentina. That was in 1816. And who was the first living person ever to be on a postage stamp? Ever to be on a postage stamp. Famous person, or else I would not ask. And the number is area code 415-841-4134. That is 415-841-4134, or toll-free 866-798-8255. You're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Feel free to call in. Let's go to a call right now. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
It's Sheldon in Richmond.
Hi, Sheldon.
Heinz has 57 varieties. What was their first one?
Well, was it ketchup?
No, that's kind of a common misconception.
Well, that's, you came to the right place for that. were they beans of any kind?
No.
The only other Heinz product I can really think of is vinegar, but...
That's not a bad... That's a good guess. Wasn't vinegar either, I take it.
It wasn't.
Okay.
But that was related... I think their third product was pickles, so vinegar is right up there in the top.
Okay. All right. Was this a solid food?
No, it was a condiment.
Condiment, okay.
So mustard, I guess, maybe?
No.
I don't remember them ever doing a mayonnaise.
So it's not ketchup. Yeah, this may predate mayonnaise. It may not predate mayonnaise. I don't know.
It's not something that they're well known for.
Oh. But it's a condiment. Relish.
No.
So it's nothing like horseradish or something like that.
That's it, horseradish.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. So Heinz, of course, is one of the world leaders in conglomeration food production. How many varieties do they have today?
Oh, way more than 57.
yeah.
I'm trying to...
But by 1900, they had over 200.
Okay. Can you tell us if it's more than 200 today?
Oh, yeah. Way more.
Okay.
Is it more than 600?
Yes.
Oh. Just don't ask us to name them.
all right, let's do this high-low.
I think they're including all of the products under all of the other food company banners that they've got.
Does it break 1,000?
They say 5,000.
So these aren't necessarily all under the Heinz labels. They're just companies that Heinz may own.
Correct, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Gosh, we'd just be guessing, of course.
It's around 5,000.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay. My goodness. All right.
So, a factor of 1,000.
Okay.
Cool. All right. Take care.
Thank you very much. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Good.
So I have two interesting questions for you. In the United States, we measure length, as you know, in foot or miles, temperature in Fahrenheit, and weight in pounds. This is called the Imperial British System. There is most other part of the world, they use the metric system, which is kilogram, kilometers, and Celsius for temperature. How many countries in the whole world that uses the British system? What really you call it, the old system?
It's
how
like,
many countries?
It's like three or four.
Yeah.
Three, maybe?
Very good. Very good. It's actually three.
Yes.
Can you name the three?
Is it Liberia, us, and Japan?
No.
Liberia and us, though, right?
Liberia, definitely. One more.
Is it Bhutan? No, it's no. Myanmar.
Which country in Africa that is related in a way to the United States?
No, she said that. Liberia, right?
Liberia, did you say that?
Yes, she did say that.
All right, if she said that's correct, the three out of, 200-plus countries use still the British system, which is the metric system is much easier to, you know, to remember. Okay, second question. Which country in the world have the most redhead women?
Hmm. Well, the obvious answer is Ireland, but it's probably not true.
Right, it's going to be a trick.
Scotland.
Scotland it is.
Oh.
Okay, very good. All right, so where did the word, the name of Scotland came from?
This isn't an Egyptian origin, is it, by any chance?
Believe it or not, yes. Yes, yes, yes. But think about it. Where will it come from?
Scotland. Scott.
I'll give you a hint.
Mm.
A woman named Scotia.
Oh.
So in the Scottish and the Irish, what do you call it? History, they claims their origin to her. Who is she? Scotia.
Was she a warrior, a queen?
She was a princess.
Princess.
Yeah. Who was her famous father and mother?
Well, that would probably be, what, like Nefertiti and, who is it? Is it Akhenaten?
You guys are very smart. You guys are, I actually discovered that recently. It's really amazing. It really is amazing. But by the way, the lady, her name in ancient Egyptian is different, but she is beautiful, just as beautiful as her mom. Anyway, if you go to my Facebook page, I have a picture of her. Thank you.
Thank you.
Very smart view. Thank
right.
you.
Thanks
bye-bye.
You. And it's your turn, Kara.
All right. Well, let's do this one. Here's a list. The National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences has presented Grammy Awards for recorded comedy since 1959, albeit under a variety of names. Currently, it's known as the Grammy Award for Best Comedy Album. So regardless of name, what seven acts have won this award the most? So seven acts have won the most Grammys for recorded comedy.
Is Bill Cosby one of them?
Bill Cosby's number one. He's won the award seven times.
All right. Okay. But nobody's taken it away from him yet.
Right.
Let's see. Bob Newhart?
No.
How many times is the second, the one on number
the
two?
The second highest amount, five times.
George Carlin?
George Carlin is one of the two people that won it five times.
Okay.
So somebody's tied with George Carlin.
Richard Pryor?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I'll stop there.
Okay.
Why don't you read the question once more?
Sure. Regardless of the name that it's going under, the Grammy Award for Best Comedy Album, seven acts have won this award the most. Who are they? And we already have Bill Cosby, Richard Pryor, and George Carlin.
Okay. All right. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. It's two of us so far tonight. So there's more time to take your calls, so feel free to call in. Those numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that is area code 415-841-4134. And we have a toll-free number, 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. And, okay, we are joined by our guest, Eric Barilla.
How does this work? Does he have to read his own introduction now?
No, we'll forget about that for tonight. We'll throw him off. Anyway, so yes, we do have a third right now. But you are listening to us on 91.7 FM. That's KALW, your local public radio station. I should reintroduce the panel tonight. Kira Pace, technical editor. Eric Barilla, introduce yourself as what do you do?
I'm Eric Barilla. I am a tech researcher.
Okay, tech researcher. And I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. And since you just came in, are you ready to give a question?
Sure.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll do that. So from the 15th century Book of St. Albans to James Lipton, much more recently than that, people have been coining terms for terms of venery or, as they are much more commonly known, collective nouns. While collective nouns were first offered up to provide hunters with the appropriate words to describe their kills, we now use them to describe a host of people, places, and things. There's a murder of crows, a college of electors, an exaltation of fireworks. So according to a compendium of collective nouns, what are the collective names for the following things? So the list is electricians, bicyclists, librarians, owls, real estate agents, beans, starfish, and clowns.
Clowns.
I'm frightened.
Yeah, a sadness of clowns.
Is it a scare of clowns?
No.
Is it a laughter of clowns?
No.
No.
No, alas, no.
What about owls? Isn't something studious like a school of owls, like a school of fish?
No.
Yeah, none
really,
of that.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Go through the list once more.
Sure.
You don't have to, and quick, what you're looking for.
The name, the collective noun for electricians, bicyclists, librarians, owls, real estate agents, beans, starfish, and clowns.
I've never heard electricians talked about in a collective sense.
I don't know what problems you're having that you need to refer to electricians in like such large quantities.
It's something very expensive, I'm sure.
I know. Maybe just sell that house.
All right. So we will go to a call right now. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Thomas in Berkeley.
Hi, Thomas.
These funny people, Lane May and Mike Nichols on there?
Sadly, no.
Okay, what about Carol Burnett?
No.
Carl Reiner?
No. And I'll say that there are no women on this list of people who've won it three or more times.
Okay. The Stamp, I'm going to give you two names, but I'm probably totally wrong anyway.
All right.
Disraeli or Churchill?
Neither one.
Okay. I do know the movie, however, for Denison.
Okay.
1985. Out of Africa.
It is not.
Get out of here.
No, it did not.
No, she said foreign it was a Danish
leave
film.
Right now.
No, it didn't win for foreign language film.
Oh, I see. I was inattentive.
No, I liked the outrage, though. I felt it. I believe it was award-winning outrage.
Huh. It wasn't a comedy, was it?
No, it wasn't.
It was a dark movie.
It wasn't. No, it wasn't. It was a drama that had kind of a sad but beautiful and uplifting but sad ending.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I will be more attentive in the future and go home belless.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Thomas.
Bye.
All right. For your benefit, Eric, we will repeat any questions that have not been answered yet, for the benefit of the audience, too.
All right. The Ethnologue classifies six languages as Scandinavian. One of them is Dalian, which is a language in Sweden, spoken by fewer than 2,500 people. What are the other five? Dana already got Swedish, Norwegian, Danish, and Icelandic. So we're just missing the final one there. What drama, based on a story by Isaac Dinesen, was the first Danish winner of the Academy Award for Best Foreign Language Film? And finally, the Grammy Award for Best Comedy Album, or whatever it was called in the years they won it. What seven acts have won this award the most? And we already have Bill Cosby, Richard Pryor, and George Carlin.
All right. And my first question was, who is the first living person to be on a postage stamp anywhere in the world? The first living person to ever be on a postage stamp anywhere in the world. It's a famous person, or else I wouldn't really ask the question. And after the U.S., after the United States, what were the first three countries to gain independence in the Americas? After the U.S., what were the first three countries to gain independence in the Americas? Kira answered Argentina, which is number three, 1816. What are the first two?
Oh, are they all? No, that wouldn't make sense. I was thinking they might all be like Bolivar republics.
No, actually, no.
Okay.
No. And, okay, I will ask a film question now. So, these are about the titles of Hitchcock films. In what four Hitchcock films is a profession or occupation mentioned? In what four titles of Hitchcock films is either a profession or occupation mentioned?
Are we Are we considering psychoing?
No. No, okay. No, psycho is not a profession. That's
all right. I don't know. I've met some people.
But did they get paid?
They're all in public service. Yeah, but no.
I don't really know Hitchcock films, so I'm out.
Okay. In what four titles of Hitchcock films is a profession or occupation mentioned?
Yeah, I'm blanking on that as well. I guess I don't know Hitchcock films as well as I thought I did.
Okay. All right, leave that out for people. And the two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or area code 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Tom in Oakland.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, I'll take a shot at three of the Hitchcock titles.
Okay.
About Saboteur.
Saboteur, really, yes. Very good.
Lodger?
No. That's not
really
a profession,
I guess.
Nope.
Thief?
In?
To Catch a Thief?
There you go. To Catch a Thief. Very good.
And that's all I got for that. First living person on a postage stamp, is that Queen Victoria?
It is Queen Victoria, yes.
Oh, okay.
It's a penny.
It's either her or Gabby Hayes, I know.
Penny Black in 1840.
American countries to get independence, Haiti?
Haiti is number one.
What?
Yes.
Yeah, the revolt, like 1789, I think.
Right.
And I guess the Dominican Republic, just because it's right there.
No, that was considerably later.
Comedian acts about Steve Martin?
Nope.
Robin Williams?
Yes, sorry.
Hey.
Yes, he won it four times.
And I'll guess Stan Freberg, just for kicks.
No.
Oh. And I'm going to take total guesses at some of the collective nouns. Are they a shock of electricians?
That's good. Close, but no.
It's a peloton of bicyclists?
Correct.
What?
Yay.
Twice what? Okay.
A shush of librarians?
Yes. Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the term, yeah, a catalog of librarians, a shush of librarians, or a stack of librarians.
Wow. A plot of real estate agents?
Very close, but no.
A lot of real estate agents.
Yes.
A lot.
A lot.
All right.
There you go. Parliament of Owls. I knew that one.
Correct. Yeah, Parliament, Sagacity, or Wisdom of Owls.
A Galaxy of Starfish?
Correct. Yes, nice. A Galaxy of Starfish.
Oh, my gosh.
Very good.
I can't believe this. And a Chuckle of Clowns?
No.
A Mini Car of Clowns?
Very, very close.
Really? Oh, shoot. Well, it's not going to be a Volkswagen Bug of Clowns or something. I can't think anymore.
So would it just be a car of clowns?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Car of clowns.
It's a very, very close.
Credit to Tom.
Hey, thanks. No, we'll share the credit. Share the bill. Half a bill each.
All right. Tag teammates.
Okay, and I've got a couple of questions. I read this, which I was shocked by, but for the latest year, 2015, how many shots were fired by all of the police in Japan?
Is it more than a handful?
Yes.
It can't be more.
But not much more.
Yeah, is it more than two handfuls?
No.
Yeah. How about 12?
No. 12 is more than two handfuls unless you've got...
You've got
an extra...
Is it just
extraneous
like...
hand.
Is it six?
It is six.
Six.
Yeah.
All right. Excellent.
And the second question I have, who is the first person to play Elvis in a movie?
Is this a trick question where the answer is Elvis?
No.
Okay. How about Val Kilmer?
No, earlier.
Kurt Russell?
Oh, yeah.
No, and that was television, actually.
Right. Oh, so it's a feature film?
Yes.
A well-known actor?
No, not known for acting at all. But this is a pretty famous person. A musician.
So this wasn't a big part. This was he was just doing a
no,
like a bit
no.
playing Elvis.
Right, and it was actually uncredited. According to IMDb, I actually haven't seen this movie, so I can't confirm it, but I'll believe the Internet Movie Database.
And it was a movie, so it wasn't like Quentin Tarantino as the gaggle of Elvises and Golden Girls or anything like that.
No. Okay. But you're Quentin Tarantino is tangentially related to the person.
Oh, okay.
In a very tangential way, I would say. Well, yeah. Let's say Pulp Fiction is related to it.
All right, so, but in True Romance, who was Elvis in True Romance? Wasn't that Val Kilmer? No.
No. Oh. And I remember, it's not a well-known, seeing the actor's name, and it's not an extremely well-known actor.
I thought you said it was a musician.
Yeah.
But it's a musician, yeah. Yeah.
So.
And was it in a Tarantino film?
No, it's
no,
much,
it's
much
just
earlier.
Related to...
Just related to, I'm thinking Fiction. Somebody on the Pulp Fiction soundtrack.
You're on that's the right track for the soundtrack. Right. Is the right track.
Okay. Let's see. There's Miserlou, which is by, who's Miserlou?
Is it Dick Dale?
Yes.
There you go, yeah, and that's it. It's Dick Dale.
There you go.
He played Elvis in the Marilyn Monroe, Tolly Randall movie, Let's Make Love.
Really?
Yeah, in 1960, 61, something
okay.
like that.
Interesting. Okay.
According to that. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. And, Kara, it's your turn.
Okay. Why don't I give you some fake product slogans from movies and TV? I'm going to read you a slogan, and you tell me what the product is and what movie or TV show it came from. So I will start with 60% of the time, it works every time. A young girl's strange erotic journey from Milan to Minsk. The first alcoholic dairy-based protein drink made for bodyguards by bodyguards. And the thirst mutilator.
I'm sure you put a lot of work into this, and I'm not getting any of it.
No.
All right, give the premise of this once more.
Sure. These are fake products in movies or they're products in movies or TV. They don't exist in real life. And they have slogans on their TV show or in the movie. And these slogans are 60% of the time it works every time, the thirst mutilator, a young girl's strange erotic journey from Milan to Minsk, and the first alcoholic dairy-based protein drink made for bodyguards by bodyguards.
Nothing.
Oh, no.
Nothing is coming.
I'm so sorry.
That's all right. Eric?
I'm not sure if it's any of these, but for some reason Slurm comes to mind.
No, Slurm is not the thirst mutilator. Ugh. I'm sorry.
Anything here from The Simpsons?
No.
All right. And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. Also toll free 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Peter in Glen Park.
Hi, Peter.
For American countries gaining independence, how about Jamaica?
No.
Okay. And I believe there's a Scandinavian language spoken in the Faroe Islands.
That's it.
Oh. Mm.
Faroese.
And I have a question.
Yes.
In England and also in this country, there are towns like Sandwich, Harwich, Nantwich that all end in witch. What is a witch?
So it's WHICH.
Mm-hmm.
I would guess it's some sort of geographical feature, right?
Probably right.
Like a hill?
It has to do with geography, yes. All these places are on the ocean.
Oh.
But there is a witch in San Francisco Bay as well. In South Bay.
There is. So if they're all on the coast... Or water. Anything to do with an inlet for ships or where?
Not for ships, an inlet, yes. It's an economic activity that...
Smuggling?
No.
It's an economic activity. Fish?
No.
Not fishing?
No.
Not fishing, not ships, not smuggling.
It's all ocean water we're talking about, not fresh water.
It's not for, like, salt.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Very
yes,
good.
Exactly. It's where salt is taken out of seawater.
Very good.
Very good. Good job. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And Eric, it is your turn.
Okay. So the last time I was here, I ended up asking a question related to Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and this question is actually tangentially related to that too. So if you're a regular viewer of Saturday Night Live, you know that they can make a big deal about a host joining the Five Timers Club. In fact, two hosts joined the esteemed club in the past 2 weeks, bringing the total of 18 people who have hosted SNL at least five times. Asking you to name 18 people is a bit much. So I'd like to know who the seven people are who have hosted SNL at least seven times.
Okay, well, Alec Baldwin and Steve Martin.
Right.
Yep.
Tom Hanks.
Yes.
You said seven for seven?
Yes.
Okay.
John Goodman?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So we have four out of seven. So, or how many did you?
Correct. Okay. So seven. So yeah, you've named four so far.
Okay.
There are three left.
Not Candace Bergen.
There aren't any women on the seven or more.
No.
Correct. Like I know Melissa McCarthy just got it for five.
Correct. Yes, Melissa McCarthy and Dwayne The Rock Johnson were the two who most recent. But yeah, on the list there are no women.
Right. I think,
so, okay.
Did Robin Williams host that many times?
No.
No, okay. Oh, I mean, Paul Simon was in one of the sketches, but did he count as a host?
No.
No, okay. No.
All right, give the question once more if you would.
So, who are the seven people who have hosted Saturday Night Live at least seven times?
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Hi, I would like to try to answer three of the collective noun questions if they're still outstanding.
The one we still have outstanding is beans.
Oh, I didn't hear the other responses. Okay, I don't know that. Thank
and
you.
And electricians.
All right.
Oh, and electricians. Correct.
No, thanks.
Okay. All right. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Tara in Oakland.
Hi.
I have something for the electricians.
Okay.
Okay, although this is really, okay, it's a mortgage of electricians, isn't it?
Not according to a compendium of collective nouns, no.
No, but it ought to be. Thank you.
Thank you. It's not a shock of electricians, is it?
No.
Is it a fuse of electricians?
No. Mm-hmm. No. You're getting closer, though.
A voltage of electricians?
A plug of electricians.
Is it a volt?
No.
A watt? Volt,
No.
Not wattage, not voltage.
A current?
No.
All right. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Hello? Try it again. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Hello, you're on.
Hello?
Hi, you're on. Go ahead, please.
Oh, hi. I think the comedy album winners, one of them has got to be Bob Newhart.
No button down or button up, button down lifestyle. Not for three times or more, sadly.
How about George Gobel?
No.
How about Bob and Ray?
Nope. But there is a musical act. Two of them.
No, Bob and Ray were comedians.
They were great comedians.
Okay, then I'm confusing them with somebody else. Don't mind me.
But okay.
It's still a valid clue, two musical acts.
That's it for me. Thanks.
All right. Thank you very much. All right. Let me do a question here. The most common surnames in the U.S. by state are Smith, Williams, Johnson, and Anderson. Only three states have none of the most common names as their most common surnames. Okay? What are the three states, and can you name any of the most common surnames in those states.
Okay, so you're saying that there are three
states. There are
three
states that do not have any of the four or five most common surnames in the U.S. as their three most common surnames.
There's three more. Okay. Well, Hawaii, probably.
That is one.
Okay. And then I kind of want to say California.
California is also another.
Okay.
I was going to guess New Mexico.
New Mexico is the third. Now, what are the most common surnames, three most common surnames in each of those states?
Rodriguez, perhaps?
Nope.
Really?
My family's big, but it's not that name.
Martinez?
Nope.
Obama?
Nope. So we're talking about California, New Mexico, and Hawaii.
Let's see. What about Park?
No.
Okay. Or Lee?
Yes.
Okay.
Lee for Hawaii is one.
Oh, not for California as well?
Not for California.
Okay.
One more guess.
Jones?
Nope.
What about... So we're talking all the derivations of Lee. It's none of them. And none of the derivations of Park, like Park, Pock, things like that?
No.
Okay. Then I will guess, what about, let's see, Wang?
Nope.
Or Wang Huang, any of those?
Neither one.
No? Okay.
So what are the three most common surnames in California, New Mexico, and Hawaii? Well, actually, Hawaii, we have one of them, which is Lee. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Ed in Massachusetts.
Hi, Ed.
I have been listening to my answers go down one by one.
Oh.
I'm losing them all, but I think I have a couple of guesses.
Right.
On the comedy albums, Cheech and Chong?
Nope.
That's a good guess.
Tom Lehrer?
No.
Also good
the
guess.
Smothers Brothers?
No. I don't know why, but no.
When you said musical act, that was the one that gave me Smothers Brothers.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't have any of those. The Collective Nouns, I lost a couple. How about the living person on a stamp, Muhammad Ali?
No, we got that. It was Queen Victoria.
It was?
Right.
Oh, okay. This one I don't think I've heard anyone give, and I'm sure I'm right, the last Hitchcock profession film title, Foreign Correspondent.
Right. My favorite Hitchcock film. Yes, Foreign
All
Correspondent.
Right. I got a bell. That's it.
All right.
The strange erotic journey of the girl from Milan to Minsk is from a Seinfeld episode.
It's from several Seinfeld episodes.
Several Seinfeld, about a movie that they went to see called Rochelle Rochelle.
That is correct.
I don't know any of the others of those. I was going to guess Hawaii. Lee, you got... how about Martinez from New Mexico?
Yes, that is correct.
Probably racist and throw out a Hispanic name. Okay.
Right.
And I think that's it for my guesses on your questions. So I've got a quick little one. I'm surprised in listening to your old podcast, I don't think I've ever heard a James Bond question. I'm sure they must have come up at some point, but I don't think I've heard them.
I don't know if I've asked one, but we've been asked James Bond questions.
I'm sure you have at some point. I probably just haven't heard it, but right. So I've got one.
All right.
I came up with a couple of the movie titles that actually are a thing or a person in the movie. Now, some of them, like The Man with the Golden Gun, it's too obvious, but where the movie title is a thing or a person represented in a movie, and I want you to tell me what or who it was. And I'll give you five movie titles.
Mm.
Goldfinger, Skyfall, Octopussy, GoldenEye, and Moonraker.
Well, Goldfinger is the name of the main villain in Goldfinger.
That was the person,
Gert,
right. And
Gert Frobe.
What was his villainy and who played him?
Gert Frobe. I'm trying to remember his first name. But I can't think of it at the moment. Yes, he was a, I don't know, international criminal financier, I guess, trying to rob Fort Knox.
Specifically, he was a gold smuggler, yeah.
A gold smuggler, okay.
I just knew him as the man with the Midas touch.
There you go.
Right.
A spider's touch.
And they got cute. His first name was Auric.
Auric, okay, very good.
Comes from the elemental symbol of gold.
And give me the other titles once more, if you would.
Skyfall? Octopussy, GoldenEye, and Moonraker.
Wasn't GoldenEye the satellite system that was in the mountain?
Yep, GoldenEye was a Russian satellite weapon system.
I've only ever seen one James Bond movie that didn't also have Woody Allen in it, so I'm out.
Oh.
Octopussy. I don't think I can go any further.
Well, Moonraker, that's probably the module that they were driving around the moon in, right?
No, not quite.
But they went to the moon in?
You're almost there.
All right.
Yeah, like, was it the satellite orbiting the moon that they traveled to?
It was a space shuttle. It was in its day, this was before we had the space shuttle. It was a reusable rocket ship.
All right.
So you get Skyfall and Octopussy.
You better fill it in.
Octopussy was another smuggler. She was a villain who turned good and became sympathetic, played by Maud Adams. This is a person.
Okay.
And Skyfall, one of the more recent Daniel Craig movies, Skyfall is the name of James Bond's home estate from when he was a child in Scotland.
Okay. Right. And Albert Finney was the caretaker of the estate. I think I saw that latch, a little piece of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not the last movie, I think, but the one just before it.
Right.
Good movie. It's the one that got the Academy Award, first one with the Academy Award for the best song.
Oh.
After all the good Bond song titles they've had. Okay.
Thank you.
That's it for me tonight.
All right. And I think it's your turn, Eric. Is it, or is it your turn, Kira?
Is it?
All right.
Yeah, I asked the SNL question.
Oh.
Oh,
I think it might be your turn.
No, I'm not keeping track of anything. Okay. In that case, let's see. What are the only two cities in California that are named after places in the Bible?
Oh, he asked the last names question. It was my turn.
Oh.
Okay. I'm sorry. Two places in California named after the Bible?
No. What are the only two cities in California that are named after places in the Bible?
Places in the Bible.
That are actually talked about in the Bible.
All right.
And they're both in Northern California.
Huh?
Yeah. All right. Overwhelming silence. Again, what are the only two cities in California named after places mentioned in the Bible, and they're both in Northern California? No, I am not a Bible expert. I looked this up.
Is there an Oakland in the Bible?
There is not.
Because there should be.
But one of them is in the Bay Area.
Oh, my.
Huh. So, think about it. And in the meantime, let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. Yeah, I wanted to answer the Hitchcock question because my grandfather had a part in the movie.
Oh.
He had a role in Foreign Correspondent.
Excellent. Oh, I know that movie so well. What role did he play?
He was the Latvian ambassador. He was the father.
Oh, he was the short.
Who was the love? Exactly. Wow.
He was a short guy with slightly balding, with hair combed back, and he didn't speak in any language that anybody understood.
Spoke gibberish. Yeah, he was in vaudeville, and he, you know, like Sid Caesar, spoke with gibberish. But
right.
I am amazed that you know that.
Oh, I love that movie.
You must be the only person who knows
that. I wish I could tell you the actor's name, but I don't know it off. What was his name?
His name was Eddie Conrad.
Oh, okay.
He died pretty young, and but he was in that movie.
Yeah, he had a very kind of a cute doll-like face.
That is right. Looks like my brother.
Anyway, yeah. All right, thank you for that.
Thanks for taking my call.
All right, no problem.
Bye.
And all right, Kira.
Well, it's places in the Bible, so it wouldn't be people in the Bible, because that would be like San Jose, but no. And Santa Clara.
No, they're places.
Places
in the Bible.
In the Bible. Okay. Don't mind me.
Okay.
How about... Oh, this one. Any fan of this show probably knows that the board game whose slogan is the original trivia game is Trivial Pursuit. But can you name these other board games by their slogans? So, I've got The Game of Global Domination, The Game of Sweet Revenge, The World's Most Popular Board Game, A Child's First Game. Let's go with The Game of International Intrigue, The Classic Game of India, and The Game of Unspeakable Fun.
Well, the world's most popular board game, is that Monopoly?
Yep, that's correct.
And then the first one, is that Risk?
Yes, the game of global domination.
My brothers and I used to play all the time.
Is the game of India Parcheesi?
Yep.
Good.
And is the game of unspeakable fun Taboo?
Yes.
And what's left? I'm sorry.
Let's see. The game of Sweet Revenge, A Child's First Game, The Game of International Intrigue, and I'm going to actually add one more because I think it's hilarious. The Fascinating Two-Handed Strategy Game.
Two-Handed Strategy Game. Not Battleship, is it?
No.
Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Tom in San Francisco.
Hi, Tom.
Have a few guesses for your comedy album winner.
Okay.
Although I think you threw me off with the musical acts. The only one I had there was Smothers Brothers.
No.
But I think there's one still that's not a musical act?
Yes.
Okay, how about Eddie Murphy?
No. You'd think.
Don Rickles?
I'm sorry? Oh, no, not Don Rickles.
Rodney Dangerfield?
Nope.
I'm going to keep going. Louis Anderson?
No, that's more of the time frame of the last non-musical act, but no.
Okay. Okay, Louis Anderson's the time frame. How about...
A little later, actually, but...
Okay. Later than Louis, more recent than Louis Anderson?
Yeah, if we're counting Louis Anderson's heyday as, say, early 90s, then yes.
Okay, that will cancel a few. But Louis C.K.?
No. Not yet, I'm sure, but no.
Okay. All right. Let's move on to the surnames in the States.
Yes.
How about Sanchez?
No.
Okay. And, Game of International Intrigue.
Mm-hmm.
I'm dubious on this one, but how about Clue?
No.
Okay. Not very international.
No, that's an unsolved mystery with the usual suspects.
All right. And let's see. Back on the surnames, my last guest of the evening, Profigliano?
No. But you never know.
That's all I have.
All right, thank you.
For none, right. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Mark in San Francisco.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, let's see. Gosh, a lot of my stuff has been taken. For a child's first game, Shapies?
No.
No. I thought I had another one, but I can't remember what it was. Okay, and I just want to add that Rochelle, wasn't that a play? And did it feature Bette Midler? Or was that something else?
Oh. I'm sorry. No, I think you're thinking of... Now I can't think of her name. Redheaded lady. But no, they did make a play out of it at some point, or a musical, but it started off as a movie that they keep trying to see and eventually go see.
Okay. And what about the comedy album? What about Seinfeld?
Nope.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yes. Babette's Feast for the Danish film.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Babette. Yes, you are absolutely correct.
Oh, very good.
And for surnames, Nguyen or Ng?
Neither one.
And Bolivia for company or country that got its... Liberty.
You are extremely close. It's a country that borders Bolivia.
Uruguay?
No. Go once more.
I can't see the map.
Matter of fact, I think they had a war at one point.
Not Chile?
No.
I can't, sorry. For the record albums, Tom Lehrer, is that too far away?
Yeah, it wasn't Tom Lehrer.
Okay.
Though people who are left, like more 70s, 80s, 90s today.
And not Max Mraz?
No.
Okay.
Okay, I guess that's it for me. Thank you.
Thank you. And, yes, do you want to take a guess?
Yeah, I'm wondering for the comedy, Tenacious D?
No.
Ah.
No, a much more famous musician, like musical comedy act than Tenacious D.
It's not, what's his name, with the long curly hair, the...
Oh, you're so close.
I lost on Jeopardy.
Yes.
Weird Al Yankovic.
Yes.
Weird Al Yankovic.
There we go. Yes, three times.
Three times? Really?
Three-time winner. Yes, it would have been more, but for a while they excluded musical acts from comedy awards.
All right. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Larry in Oakland.
Hi, Larry.
Comedy albums, I guess it's not Alan Sherman or Flip Wilson.
Alan Sherman's a good guess.
It is a good guess, but no. No, the other musical act is a little bit later, known by a... There's a stage name.
How about Kids Games, either Chutes and Ladders or Candyland?
Candyland is a child's first game.
Aha. Well, thank you. I'll take that and sign off.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
And one more call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, is that me?
It is you.
Oh, Nancy from Berkeley, and I was going to say Candyland or Chutes and Ladders.
Oh.
The city name from the Bible, would that be Antioch?
It is Antioch. That's one of them. Very good.
My husband came up with that.
Excellent.
Okay.
Good job.
What? Okay, thank you.
Thank you. All right, I think we should clean up here. Kira, what do you have?
Okay, board game slogans. The game of sweet revenge is sorry. The fascinating two-handed strategy game is Stratego. The game of international intrigue is diplomacy. The two other winners, more than three times, of the comedy Grammy, PDQ Bach and Chris Rock. That rhymed. 60% of the time it works every time. That is Sex Panther Cologne from Anchorman. Brondo is the thirst mutilator from Idiocracy. And the first alcoholic dairy-based protein drink made for bodyguards by bodyguards is Fight Milk from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Okay. Idiocracy. That was kind of a funny movie.
That was a great movie.
Okay. And Eric?
We're very, very close, but it was an ohm of electricians and a hill of beans.
Wow.
And the other three people who have hosted SNL more than seven times, Christopher Walken, Chevy Chase, and Buck Henry.
Okay. All right. Good.
I didn't think Chevy Chase made it to five because he's not even allowed on anymore, right?
Yeah. So I guess early on in Saturday Night Live's tenure, Chevy Chase has actually hosted eight times.
No kidding.
When he's still had a career.
Yeah.
And let's see. Okay. The most common surnames in the U.S., in California, New Mexico, and Hawaii. California, Garcia, Hernandez, and Lopez. New Mexico, Martinez, Chavez, and Garcia. Hawaii, and you were right. I'm sorry. It was Lee, Wang, and Kim.
Oh, okay.
I should have said.
Yeah.
You said,
I want that bell.
You said Wang.
I need a
right.
bell. There we go.
And let's see. The first three countries to gain independence in the Americas after the U.S., Haiti, Argentina, and Paraguay. The Hitchcock films in the only one nobody got was they had an occupation in the title Secret Agent. And Antioch was gotten at the two cities in California named after places in the Bible. Carmel is the other, after Mount Carmel. And that's it. So if we didn't get your call, I do apologize. Please remember the Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Our panel tonight is technical editor Kira Pace, technical researcher Eric Barilla. I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. Our thanks to David Latulli for handing the board and phones tonight. And above all, our thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call. And have a great week, everybody. And we hope you will join us next Sunday at 7 p.m. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.